Hello, hello, welcome one and all to another episode. I can't think of anything creative to say today. It's April Fool's Day. I was trying to think of a joke. I can't really think of anything. But the funny joke that I could tell the people out there is that the only thing harder than your exams is Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. So if you're done hating yourself and feeling that pain from exams and final papers season, feel free to take a break from that and play the game that we're going to be talking about this week. Mostly going to be talking about this week, Sekiro Shadows Die Twice. I did see a couple April Fool's Day pranks. I like reveals on Twitter, and then I was like, oh, that looks... Oh, wait, no. Today's April 1st.
Trust nothing today.
Yes, absolutely trust nothing today. So I am your host, Simon Pazdor, and my faithful squad mate, Adam Pazdor. Matt Menier is away on business. No, he's on his way in.
Stuck in traffic.
He's stuck in traffic. You know what? I'm very lazy, and so I kind of time... I'm one of those people who times when they have to leave in the morning to arrive exactly on time, because I know... People like me frustrate the hell out of a lot of people, but in my brain, if I arrive 10 minutes early, that's 10 minutes wasted that I could have been doing what I wanted to do.
Sleeping, usually.
Sleeping, eating, preparing for the day, all that kind of stuff that I could have been using at home. So I want, if, you know, work starts at 8:30, I want to arrive exactly at 8:30. And during the winter, you know, I had to add an extra like 15, 20 minutes, but now that the weather's cleared up, traffic moves a lot quicker, except for today. I actually found traffic was quite dense, both going and coming from downtown today. I'm not totally sure why. Maybe people forgot how to, April Fool's Day prank was forgetting how to drive, I don't know.
Actually, I found that too on the way into university. There were a lot of people going 60 on Bishop.
Yeah.
For what I could tell, no reason.
Yeah. That's why you, I mean, the 60 is unusual, but I find that in the 70 zones that people oftentimes go 70 in the.
Yeah, I see that a lot. That one I don't mind. If you're doing 70, I'm like, okay, fine.
No. Sorry. I mean, like, if you're going on, and you're driving into St. James, you're going over the bridge there.
Oh, yeah.
70
yeah.
briefly, and then people never go 70, because I think just 70 is such a weird speed that no one knows to go at. Anyway, we're going to stop talking about Winnipeg's traffic issues, and we're going to start talking about Sekiro. I have no idea how much Matt has played. Since the last time we've talked, I think I've played another half an hour.
Yeah.
Just because I've been busy with other stuff. But you have really sunk your teeth into this game.
Yes, I have.
So... I mean, first of all, how many hours are you in? What would you say?
I'd say it's probably in the neighborhood of 15.
Okay. So what... I know it's tough because you haven't beaten the game.
Yeah.
How far would you say you are in? Do you think that you've, like... Has there been, like, a first act twist? Do you think you're in the middle of the second half?
There actually has been a first act twist.
So you're probably in the middle chunk.
Yeah, I'd say I'm in... I think I'm... If I was guessing, and I haven't looked at spoilers, so I'm not sure. But if I was guessing, I'd say I'm probably in the middle... Mid to late second act would be my guess.
That far in.
Well, it sort of depends on how many twists and turns the story takes, because your first main objective is to rescue Kuro, your lord. I have done that. And then he immediately puts you on a quest. And I suspect from the gravity of the quest, which I won't spoil... that completing it will end the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to go and collect several things for the quest. I've already collected two of them. I think there's two more.
Yeah.
So there might be like a big act three chunk of you also have to kill all these people to do what you want to do. But I think I'm heading towards the end now, but I'm really not sure.
Okay. Interesting, interesting. And if you're only like 15 hours in, that means that you're... blazing through this game faster than the average person.
It might be more than 15 hours. I'm honestly not sure.
I think it's more than 15 hours.
It might be.
Anytime I sort of wander into the basement, you're pretty much giving it a go on there, which is...
So it may be closer to 30. I really don't know. I haven't checked.
Right.
I haven't checked the load screen. But yeah, it's a long time. I've spent a long time on this.
Okay, so last time we talked, all of us had kind of dipped our toes into the combat... Now, I know I'm not going to ask you again, because I asked you in person earlier. I'm not going to ask you the famous question of where did this game sort of rank within the Souls Chronicles. And I even heard some people say it's not a Souls game specifically. And this doesn't feel any less a Souls game than Bloodborne.
I agree.
And it's got a lot of the same mechanics. It's got like the hub world sort of where you're nice and safe and you can talk to the people. It's got the Bay character that the internet memes on the Reddit page, which in this case is Emma, but it's always just like whatever maiden you have to pray to.
Yeah.
You know, it's got all the sand things where you can sit and rest and reset the world. It's got that. It's got, and it's, I mean, the gourds are basically Estus flasks. They're almost identical to Estus flasks, you know? So this is pretty clearly a Souls game. It's, at least we'll refer to it in the Soulsborne thing. But if you take out the fact that I know you want to play on easy mode as a mage, and you can't because it forced you to be a dex bro, how does this game, or where do you rank your enjoyment in this game relative to the other ones?
Relative to the other ones? I mean, I'm having more fun than I was with Bloodborne. Mm-hmm. Now that I've gotten into and gotten used to the combat system, like I got through all of Bloodborne, except I didn't play the DLC, but I got through all of it and I never really felt like I was having fun.
Mm-hmm.
This was just a thing I had to do. I didn't enjoy the combat in Bloodborne at all. But this one, once you get, like, the big thing for me is not so much getting out of the headspace of being a mage, because having played Bloodborne, I was already kind of out of it. It was, and I think this is the reason people say it's not a Dark Souls game, is that Dark Souls is based around stamina management, and this game is not. You have infinite stamina. The resources you're managing are different. And that is a, like, there's a lot of similarities to the other Souls games, but that is a significant difference.
Yeah.
And once you get used to it, it's kind of fun. Because you really do have to get your brain out of the headspace of, oh, this boss is a huge health bar, I need to chip it all the way down. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
There are some boss fights that are vitality fights, where you do have to do that. And there are some boss fights which are posture fights, where they will probably be at half health or more when you kill them.
Interesting.
So it very much does feel like the, that I've forgotten his name. Help me.
The main character?
Director. No, the director.
Oh, Miyazaki.
Miyazaki. That Miyazaki has, in this one, even more than Bloodborne, he said, okay, you've had the RPG enough. You're playing this my way. So there is only one character build.
Yeah.
And I don't like that, because even in Bloodborne, you had some options. You could kind of run. You could run heavy weapons. You could be light and fast. You could focus on blood tinge. That's what it was called. And in this one, it's no. You have one guy. There's one style. There's no sort of options.
Yeah, which was like, that's not a fault. That's clearly what he intended.
Yeah, that's exactly what he intended. And I don't know that I like that so much, but because the character is so important, I understand it. Like, this is the first game where the person you are actually matters to the story.
Yeah, you're sort of a character within the world, not just an undead person.
Walking around the world, yeah.
Wander around the world who sort of stumbled into great power.
Yes.
Which I kind of liked about the other games, in that, like, it's almost like Spider-Man, that anyone can be the hero. But this one, it's you are a character in this universe. So you have, like, canonical skills. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And that's probably why, like, there's no multiplayer too, because in the other one, you know, just anybody with a halberd could be
Phantom.
That's not the word I was looking for, but
Sunbro.
Yes. Ashen One or whatever that was.
Ashen One. The chosen undead.
Yeah. So anyway, but in this one, like, he's a guy, so clearly he's all by himself.
Sekiro, the young wolf.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. I really like the story. I'm having a very good time with it.
Yeah.
Is
he ever called? Because I know that you have that little bit of white on your head.
Yeah.
That, like, the ash. Is he ever called the White Wolf?
I've seen him called the Wolf. I don't think, like, I've seen him and people refer to the Mark. I don't think I've heard anyone say White Wolf yet.
Because speaking of, I don't know what the fancy name for a nickname is.
Moniker?
That's the one. Speaking of monikers, I think, like, it's funny that they call him the Wolf.
Yeah.
I think Wolf, and then even more specifically White Wolf, has to be probably the most overused common moniker that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because it's true. This guy's called Wolf. There's definitely a few that I can't think of that I've called Wolf, but off the top of my head, Geralt, Bucky from Infinity War, or from the Marvel series, and Jon Snow are all referred to as the White Wolf. And I'm like, guys, how many White Wolves do we have roaming around
here? A lot. Yeah, I don't think I've heard that. Most people just refer to him as Wolf. Although there is, I'm not going to spoil this, But there was a huge moment I had not that long ago where they do the name thing really well. Because for the most part, a lot of people will ask you your name, and your character just does not respond.
Yeah. Even though he does talk. Like it's not like one of those things where sometimes if you're playing Zelda, for example, particularly Breath of the Wild, Link will clearly respond.
Yeah,
but it'll just be like dots.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Now this one, he specifically doesn't respond, and everyone acts like he's just giving them the cold shoulder. So somebody gives you the name Sekiro, and there is a holy crap moment. I can't say that'd be spoilery.
Don't go that far.
Yeah, I won't go that far. But there was definitely a holy crap moment when I was sitting on the couch. But the fact that somebody gives you that name is important.
Is significant. Interesting. Now. Because I know I don't think it's too much of a spoiler because it happens relatively early on. Again, I'm pretty darn early to see your dad's the owl.
Yes,
you find that out. Are there other? Is it like? Do you have to fight like the bear or the donkey or the goat or like?
Not that explicitly. There are a couple of mini bosses referred to as Snake Eyes, I believe.
That's not good enough.
Yeah, exactly. There's nothing overtly like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's the only one.
Okay. So, you and I, we share a mutual, I won't say love necessarily, but respect for Dark Souls 2. Like, for a lot of people, it's a step below the other ones, whereas I have them all in a cluster, and Demon's Souls is my favorite by preference. But one thing I will say about Dark Souls 2 is people are right that the bosses are not that creative. For the most part, it's either some variation of Giant Knight, or some variation of giant four-legged thing. So it's basically like the Tower Knight or Sif thrown into a blender and one of those two things. Well, maybe not the Tower Knights. Maybe more like Penetrator from Demon's Souls.
Yeah.
But one of those two things is going to be your fight. Bosses are a huge deal in the series because they're particularly what people get the most satisfaction out of is, you know, going head-to-head against the boss for like 5 hours and eventually you defeat it and you get that huge rush of endorphins.
Yeah.
How do the bosses in this game so far compare to the series?
Pretty well, I'd say. Like, I've only fought four bosses. But they do pretty well. One of the main things is that, like, everybody's a dude in armor. Or a dudette in armor, pretty much. But I've really enjoyed it for the most part because they all have a fairly unique sort of fighting style. And that by itself is kind of enough. In that, like, you're expecting everyone to be just a guy.
Yeah.
Because they kind of all have to be. But every... I mean, even most of the mini-bosses you fight, some of them are very, very similar. But there's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the bosses have had a very sort of distinct feeling to them. And they all have to be sort of approached in their own way.
I'm pretty sure there's, like, I saw a YouTube video, and I'm pretty sure there's, 50 bosses in total, including mini-bosses.
Okay.
So, what do you think? You're like 20, 30?
Well, actually, we can do that math, because they all drop specific stuff.
Oh.
Every mini-boss, except with the exception of, like, one, drops a prayer bead, which gives you more health, and every boss drops a memory, which gives you more attack power.
Interesting.
So I currently have 5 attack power, which means I've beaten 4 bosses. And I believe I have 15 vitality, which means I've beaten in the neighborhood of 20 mini-bosses.
Okay. While you're doing the math on that, we have been rejoined by our good friend Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Hello, I'm good.
So obviously we're talking about Sekiro here. How much... I think last time you and I were tied for like 3-4 hours max. Mm-hmm. How much further are you than that now?
Not a whole lot further. I had quite a busy week. I may be an hour or two on top of that for this week.
Okay. So we're pretty much in the same boat. We're basically relying on Adam's knowledge here. Did you do the math in your head on how much?
I think that's about where I am. So I think I'm around 25 to 30.
Okay. So probably just over the halfway point of the game.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what I want to talk about we're still going to do our new favorite segment. I even forgot what it's called. Name That Sound. Of course, it's not a really complicated name. I don't know why I forgot it. We're going to do our new favorite segment, Name That Sound, for the last 5 minutes of the show once again. But before then, here's what I want to throw at you guys. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to take away your trump card for this. Okay, and there's a trump card. Should the Soulsborne games have an easy mode? The trump card is Miyazaki says no. So I'm going to take that away. Because that's no fun for debate if it's just an obvious answer of the guy who made it says no. But creators make mistakes all the time. Mass Effect 3's ending, yes. For example. Or the original ending to Dodgeball, which I've talked about a few times when referring to Mass Effect 3's ending. So even though Miyazaki says no, even the most diehard gatekeeper, don't mess with my game fan of these games would... You cannot be an ostrich with your head in the sand thinking an easy mode wouldn't get more fans. And I don't necessarily mean more fans who simply need to get good, although there are those people, the people who just don't have the patience. But you're also restricting a fair amount of people who just don't have the time to maintain those skills. Like, for example, Matt and I both had crazy weeks, and so couldn't play much in this game. So I expect my skills in this game have already deteriorated. You know, so some math magician could do the math on this and say if you gain like 30% skill per hour, but it deteriorates at a rate of like 15 per day, or, you know.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm getting at. This is totally bogus math.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the point is an easy mode, like I haven't beaten Bloodborne. That's because I just didn't have enough time to go in there and hone the skills. If there was an easy mode, I would love to play Bloodborne for the... just the experience and the narrative and the, what's the word I'm looking for, atmosphere.
Yeah.
Of books. It looks super cool. I've watched a ton of videos on it. It looks really interesting. Here's my concession. I know that's not the point of the game. So, for example, I believe it's Metal Gear Solid 5, the most recent one. If you don't feel like you're good enough to play the game, it's not called easy mode, but your character can wear a chicken hat, literally a chicken, and then you are, I don't know if you're totally immune, but you are significantly harder to spot. So because so much of that game is stealth, if you're just like, man, they keep seeing me, I just can't do it. I just want to play the game. I'm pretty sure it disables achievements. So there is punishment, and you have to wear the stupid hat. But they're saying, if you're just here for the narrative and you just want to get through it, here's an item, you can do this, it'll make things easier for you. Now, I know where Adam stands. I'm kind of curious of Matt's thing, but first of all, I would be for some sort of chicken mode. Not necessarily easy, middle, and hard mode.
Yeah.
I would be for a chicken mode. What do you think of both, just as a concept?
I'm for the chicken mode. I think that's a good idea. I like the idea that it disables achievements in the same way that I think if you're playing any game with mods, that should automatically disable achievements. Just because, like, you're not playing it the way it was supposed to be played, so you shouldn't get the credit for it. So I would totally be on with chicken mode.
Okay.
Part of the thing in Sekiro is that, as I've mentioned to you, there's a bell that you ring that makes the game harder. It makes enemies tougher, although you don't really notice it on base enemies, just bosses. But it also increases drop rate. And I think kind of an inverse of that would be fine. Like something, even if you want to really baby people, like probably what I would do is not mess with enemy health in any way, but just be a lot more forgiving on the posture. Like widen the window in which you can do a perfect deflection, because if you do that, then you can insta-kill most mooks.
Okay.
So I would do something like that. Just make the timing windows, because this is a game all about timing, make the timing windows way more forgiving, but at the cost of, you know, maybe you don't get as many item drops, or yeah, you can't do achievements, or you have to wear a stupid hat. Something like that. Yeah, I don't think that's a bad thing. I don't like the concept of difficulty levels in general anymore. And I was like for them when I was younger, but as I've gotten older, I really like the idea of there is one experience for this game and you're supposed to play it.
Well, like I don't know what it is in Sekiro, but in Dark Souls, you already have difficulty levels in that new game plus.
Yes.
So clearly the game knows how to ramp it up, and if you know how to ramp something up, you could also ramp it down. So you just increase your health, increase your damage. There are things you could do, but still like make the person, not necessarily easier, but more forgiving. So maybe the bosses still move at the same speed, but one hit isn't going to be the end of you. Matt, and not, I don't just mean for a Sekiro, by the way. I mean for all Souls games. Matt, what do you think of the concept of an easy mode or a middle ground with the shame hat?
I'm for the chicken mode as long as it is called chicken mode.
And yeah, it should be like a very clear...
And you cluck like a chicken and it's voiced by the most manly Japanese voice actor doing a samurai chicken voice.
No. We have to get Alan Tudyk back in.
For Moana?
I would accept exactly. A chicken mode with Alan Tudyk.
I'd accept anything with Alan Tudyk.
Yeah, he could voice the samurai in Japanese. I don't care. No, I'm generally not for the chicken mode. I don't mind sort of built-in things like some of the Souls games have had. I think like Dark Souls 2 had the ring that you could buy over and over that so you wouldn't lose your souls.
Yeah, the ring sacrifice.
All of the games have had like NPC summons that you can do to make bosses easier. I don't mind stuff like that that's built in because it doesn't feel like an easy mode. It still feels like you're getting the full experience. I totally get why people would want an easy mode if you're just like, I just don't have the time to like basically practice a game. But I feel like they already do a decent job of sort of building that stuff into the game. So I don't think you need an entirely separate mode for it. I think the game is best played as it was originally intended to be played.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think that if you do have something, it could be very clear, or just like Dark Souls 2 is probably the closest thing to having an easy mode, mm-hmm. because it was still the exploration of Dark Souls, but they gave you so many of those life gems.
Yeah.
I know that's why a lot of people hated it, because it was close to an easy mode, but it was basically saying you're going to take chip damage. It's just going to happen here. Have a way to just make things a little more reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why, because I'm more prone to the easy mode, that I'm okay with Dark Souls 2 as compared to other ones.
I like having the sort of quote-unquote easy mode stuff built into it,
yeah,
like NPC summons or the gems or whatever. Yeah. But I don't know. I prefer to just have one thing being like, here's the game. This is what it is. You know, I respect them a lot for actually like not having the modes. And it's sort of the same thing with not putting the sort of forcing an online multiplayer when they thought if they think it wouldn't work. It's like, this is the game. This is what it is. This is how we're presenting it to you. You know, enjoy. They don't feel the need to sort of put anything in there that they might be pressured to.
Yeah. I'm still torn on how I feel, because I do deeply respect the artistic vision. Like, I absolutely respect, and the fact that the feeling is, if it was easier, that would take away from that iconic feeling of, oh my god, I just beat this, mm-hmm. is because you would there's no way to get around it without diminishing that feeling. But the problem is, I mean, maybe not Demon Souls, but following that, the games that they created have this amazing atmosphere that you just want to, like, run around and soak it yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch YouTubers like Vati, or I've been watching EMB, Expert Name Bro, and the guys who are good enough at the game that they can kill all the enemies and then wander around and take it all in, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas most people, myself included, certainly on the first couple run-throughs of literally every game, it's absolute white knuckle, and you don't notice really obvious stuff until 3 or 4 playthroughs or until someone else shows it off to you. So it might be nice if it was just like, turn it down, take in...
Do a sightseeing tour?
Yes, because that's exactly what I mean. And as stupid as that sounds, the difficulty is certainly an appeal of these games, but so is the atmosphere of these games. These games were gorgeous. The level design is like really industry best in a few. Like, I adore Demon's Souls level design. It's right up there with Dark Souls, in my opinion. I mean, it doesn't necessarily loop around always back to Fire Link, but for the most part in Demon's Souls, every single level you're in, you'll get to the point where, like, oh my god, I'm back at the start? Awesome.
Yeah.
Every single level, and it never feels forced. It's very impressive.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the level design is really good. But I also think, like, in terms of atmosphere, part of the atmosphere that's so important in all of these games is hopelessness.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't experience that hopelessness unless you repeatedly get stomped into mulch. And one of the things I think why the difficulty is so important is because we have, like, what makes Dark Souls so special is that we, as a culture, just associate like pleasure with victory.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, and you don't get that catharsis from, you know, spending 5 hours going up against a boss and then finally winning if you haven't been
just
pounded into a pancake.
Yeah. It's a fine line. I can see why they want to do it. We're going to keep thinking about this and keep mulling it over, and I might put a poll out there and see what other people's opinion on this. You know what? In fact, I will. We're going to put a poll. Like us on Facebook, Game Over UMFM. But in the meantime, we were talking about it earlier this week. Matt and I were, at least, and then I didn't give Adam any warning. We need you guys to download buzzers. Not necessarily this week, but in the future, it might make things a little easier.
We have buttons at home. We could bring buzzers.
Yes, I know Matt has one on his phone.
I've been very excited to use my Hodor soundboard.
Okay, so Adam maybe can just slap the table, and Matt could use his Hodor soundboard. I don't know if it's going to actually show up enough for the people at home, but just last time, there were two of... I was re-listening to the episode. There were two of them where Matt definitely knew the answer, but Adam got the entire word out first.
Yes.
So, I'm going to...
I'm putting the buzzers in my bag for next week.
Okay, do that. Put the buzzers in your bag, and that'll justify the fact that we bought those like 8 years ago and used them twice.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so... I don't think I'm going to stump you guys too hard on this one, but we'll see, because last time, the first one was a good balance. I think last time was a little too tough.
Yeah.
So I'm hopefully you guys will know all five of these. It's just a matter of
we'll
time.
We'll see.
Here we go. The first one, this, remember, ready to buzz in?
Mm-hmm.
You guys both ready?
Hodor is ready.
Link opening a chest.
That's correct. Well, I think Hodor might be a little...
I think it's
quiet.
A little delayed.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll skip out on Hodor for now.
Okay.
All right.
Because
so
I was like,
the Hodor.
How did Matt take that long and not even attempt to buzz? I didn't hear anything.
Unfortunately, once you had stomped, I heard Hodor talking.
Yeah.
You know what? So
he's knocking on the door.
We're just going to call that a mulligan. You both knew that one. That's
okay.
That's nice,
fine.
Easy sound.
That's fine.
And I think that's going to be the easiest of the group.
So what are we just doing? Whacking the table?
I'll snap.
Just yell it for this episode. Let's not do any weird gimmicks for this one. This is going to be hard enough. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh, the Xbox, like, logo intro thing? I can't think of the word right now.
Which one?
360.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a crucial part. I'm going to throw a console in each time.
All right.
That's a little thing that we're going to do.
Yeah.
So far, we've had PlayStation 1, GBA, yeah. Now Xbox.
Got all a few months from now, we'll get down to, like, the Neo Geo or something.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to have to get some weird ones. Okay, here we go.
I have no idea.
I'm sorry for any anxiety attacks that I just caused there. Some very intense music. Do you need to hear it again?
The end is slightly familiar.
Yeah,
but I have no idea what the rest of it.
I didn't recognize the beginning at all, but the end seemed
vague.
I'll
give you one more chance. I'll give you one because I did talk through the ending.
Okay.
Oh man, I know the ending sound, but I don't know why.
I'm gonna say dying in Undertale. I don't know.
Nope. Adam, guess.
Kirby.
Nope. Sonic drowning.
Oh yeah, that's the drowning noise. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the ramp up, but yeah, that's it.
All right. So far it's Matt 1-0 because we're not counting that first one.
Yeah. What? Is that it?
That's it. Let's do it again. It's a very distinct sound if you know it, I promise you.
Is it from Silent Hill?
Nope. Matt, Adam, guess?
I need it again.
One more time. Someone out there knows it.
It sounds like a crossbow being shot at something metal.
Would it help if you saw a video of some guy getting hit in the nuts with Wasted on the screen?
GTA?
Yeah, it's GTA. It's the Wasted sound.
Oh.
That's place.
As someone who has played exactly zero GTA.
Yeah, but Matt doesn't own an Xbox 360 and he still got that one. So point Matt.
What?
No, not point Matt. I'm just saying point Matt for getting the Xbox 360 one without actually owning the console.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
All right, here we go. So it's Matt 1, Adam 0, and then we're at the 5th. So this didn't work out very well. Here we go.
Oh,
Mario Kart. The
starting
countdown.
Starting thing,
yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Fuck.
Oh, you're okay. You're all right. It's fine. So, that's it. I think Matt wins again. Matt wins 2-0. So, it's a clean sweep, a shutout this week. So, well done. But that's the end of the time. That's all the time we have. Keep just survive, guys. No, I'm not going to try to throw in something in here. Just do your best to get through this. It will get better. It's getting warm outside. The summer's coming. And then just give it a shot. See you next week.
Just hang in there.